听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We are on day two of our monthly feature, Ask the Expert. This month, Studio Classroom talks to Dr. Christine Mallinson about different kinds of English. A university professor in Baltimore, Maryland, Dr. Mallinson researches and teaches about the many dialects of English. Today, we've got two more questions for Dr. Mallinson. Let's listen to what she says after we briefly pause to look at two key words. The first is the adverb comparatively, as in, among the students in my class, Shannon writes comparatively well. Next is the adjective clear-cut. I'm not sure what to do because the situation is not clear-cut. Okay, it's time to open our magazines. Please follow as we read, starting at the top of page 43.
English around the world. Can people who speak different dialects understand each other?
Often, people who speak different dialects can understand each other easily. For example, Australian English speakers can generally understand what American English speakers are saying. Within other languages, dialects are comparatively more difficult for speakers of different dialects to understand. Speakers of Mandarin, for example, may not be able to understand speakers of Cantonese, even though Mandarin and Cantonese are dialects and not separate languages. For this reason, linguists usually say that the difference between a dialect and a language is not clear-cut.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther.
And I'm Rachel. We're so glad you joined us for the second day of our lesson. We're asking the expert, Dr. Christine Mallinson, about language and about English dialects. She's been a big help so far, and we have a few more questions today to ask her. So let's look at our first one. Can people who speak different dialects understand each other? Oh, Chip, this is a big question, isn't it? That's my question for her.
It really is. And she says often people who speak different dialects can understand each other easily. So if you speak the same language but different dialects, usually you can understand each other. And she gives some examples.
She speaks of how people in Australia, and they speak Australian English. This is very different from people in the United States who speak American English. And she says that Australian English speakers can generally understand what American English speakers are saying. So American English speakers, when they say something, then people in Australia, they can generally understand. And here the word generally means in general. So most of the time, or almost all the time, they can understand what the Americans are saying.
Right, because usually a difference in dialect is a difference in some pronunciation, some ways of pronouncing some of the words, maybe some of the vocabulary and some small grammatical features, but usually the language is going to sound mostly the same.
Yes, exactly. Now, I think sometimes the hard part comes when people have accents or a strong accent. So they might be saying the same word, but the accent is different, and so it sounds a little bit harder to understand. However, most of the time, you can communicate. So that part is interesting. However, she also makes the point that within other languages, dialects are comparatively more difficult for speakers of different dialects to understand. Now, that's kind of a lot right there in one sentence. Let's stop and first on that word comparatively. What does that mean?
Okay, comparatively is an adverb because there's a ly and it comes from the verb compare. If you compare two things, then you are saying how they are similar and how they are different. So when you compare two languages, we can use the adverb describing comparatively more difficult. So comparatively, comparing two different languages, well, sometimes people don't really understand what they are saying, even though they are speaking the same language, but they're speaking a different dialect.
So, for example, speakers of Mandarin may not be able to understand speakers of Cantonese. Now, even though Mandarin and Cantonese are dialects of the same language, they're the same language because they have the same written language, but spoken is quite a bit different, so we would refer to those as two different dialects.
So it doesn't mean that you'll understand everybody if they speak different dialects, but I think that's what makes language so interesting. So for this reason, linguists usually say that the difference between a dialect and a language is not clear-cut. In other words, sometimes it's hard to know what is the difference between a dialect and a language. And this is why linguists spend hours and hours debating this and talking about it and studying it, because it is so fascinating and it's so interesting.
And clear cut means clearly distinguished. So if you have something that is not easy to define because maybe it has many different definitions, that means that the definition is not clear-cut. It's not easy to distinguish from other things.
It's not easy to know, and it's not very clear. So, for example, I remember listening to someone from Britain speak English, and they came from Northern Britain, and I had a very hard time understanding what this man was saying, even though I knew he was speaking English, but it was a completely different dialect, because I speak American English, and he spoke a dialect of British English. Has that ever happened to you with English or another language, Rachel?
Yes, it has. I've spent time in London, and so I had a bit of a difficult time sometimes, especially with food. They say different words for food, or I just had a bit of a hard time understanding them. But also, I've met people from Ireland, and even I think there's Irish English, and you just meet people from all over, even Hawaiian English, and you learn that there are small but subtle and significant differences in the dialects.
All right, the study of languages is so interesting. So there's a lot more to learn. We're going to take a break here, but first, we're going to watch a skit. Stay tuned.
Howdy there. Say, pardon me.
Yes, sir. What can I help you with?
I reckon you're new in these parts.
Yes, quite right indeed.
So, tell me, are you speaking Chinese?
Chinese? No, heavens no. I speak English.
English? But I speak English.
Yes, but I speak the Queen's English. I'm from England.
Wow! Do you have a big house there?
No, actually, I live in a flat.
A flat house? You mean flat?
No. I live in an apartment on the 7th floor.
Oh! Well, that's not too flat. You have to climb a lot of stairs.
No, I use the lift.
A lift?
Yes, a lift takes me up to the 7th floor.
Oh, you mean an elevator.
Yes, well, whatever. Now, excuse me, I must be on my way.
Well, hey, partner, let's talk again sometime. Give me a call.
Do you want me to give you a ring?
A ring? Wait. I'm not your girlfriend.
No. A ring. I call you on the phone. Ring, ring, huh?
Oh, that kind of ring. Ring, ring. English is so funny.
Yeah, it is indeed. Cheerio.
Cheerio!
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Here's the question. Have you ever spoken to someone in a dialect different from yours and still had difficulty communicating? It's pretty interesting. I mean, it's the same language, so there shouldn't be any problem. Well, our last question is a good one, and it's one I've heard asked before. The question is, which English dialect is best to study? Let's hear what Dr. Mallinson has to say about that after we preview our last three key words. The first is perspective. As in, from the company's perspective, this is a great way to save money. The second word is the useful word, prestigious. Last year, Martin won a prestigious Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford University. And lastly, the verb outnumber. The Yankees are so popular that their fans always outnumber our fans. Okay, let's get back to the reading, which resumes on line 18.
English around the world. If you are an English student, does it matter which dialect you study?
People often have differing perspectives on this, but linguists do not believe that any one dialect of English is best. Right now, American English is popular and prestigious. In just a few years, though, non-native English speakers will outnumber native English speakers. As a result, there may be less demand for people to speak a certain type of English, like American English. What may be more important is how well a person can use English to communicate with people from very diverse cultural and international backgrounds.
So today and yesterday, we've been asking Dr. Christine Mallinson many questions. And our last question for her in our article, and also our fifth question is, if you are an English student, does it matter which dialect you study? And this question is very important because many of us, many of you, are studying English. So you do want to know, is it important which dialect you learn and study?
And because there are so many different dialects in English, and because each dialect has a little bit different way of pronouncing some of the words, they have a little bit different grammatical rules and even some different vocabulary. This is an important question to ask because it could be a little confusing.
Definitely. I don't think there's one right answer, so this would be a great question to discuss with a friend. And you could debate which one is most important or does it really matter at all. Well, let's see what Dr. Mallinson says. What is her answer, Esther?
Well, Dr. Christine Mallinson says, people often have differing perspectives on this, but linguists do not believe that any one dialect of English is best. First, let's take a look at this word perspective. Your perspective is how you see or view something, your outlook or your opinion on something or someone.
And actually, sometimes a perspective can be a little bit different from an opinion. Two people can have the same opinion, but because they are coming at that opinion from a different place in life, they might have slightly different perspectives.
Good explanation, Chip. And I often think that age has to do with the way that we look at things as well. It influences our perspectives. And when we talk about language, this is when really a lot of people have strong opinions and those opinions come out. So I think that's why this is such a great article to discuss with someone, to find out what are your opinions, what are your views, your perspectives about this topic. Now let's go back to the answer that Christine gave us, Esther. She said that not one language or dialect of English is best.
Right, and some of you, or maybe you've heard that, oh, you need to learn American English or British English, but actually, no, not one dialect is best. But people sometimes think that one dialect or two dialects are better because American English, for example, is very popular and prestigious.
So, and prestigious is something, it's an adjective, referring to something that has a reputation for being successful or being a high rank. So, for example, Oxford University in the UK is a very prestigious university. It has a reputation for being successful.
And it's also very well respected. So a lot of people think because American English is very popular right now and a lot of people want to learn American English, it also makes it prestigious. I think that just means that it will open up opportunities for you, maybe to advance further or to have good success in the job field. But again, this is just somebody's opinion. In just a few years, maybe that will change as well, and maybe British English will come back and be more popular. You never know.
You never know. In fact, our article says, in just a few years, non-native English speakers will outnumber native English speakers. Now, let's talk about this word, a native. This word, native, here is used as an adjective. If you are a native English speaker, it means that your first language is English, and that's the language that you can communicate very well. If you are a non-native English speaker, then it means English is not your native language. It's not the first language you learn, and you either learned it as your second language or maybe third or fourth language.
Wow. So what the article is saying here is pretty amazing. It's saying that non-native speakers will eventually outnumber native English speakers, which means if it outnumbers, that means the number will grow, the number of non-native English speakers will grow larger than the total number of native English speakers. That's amazing.
It sure is. And as a result of this, there may be less demand for people to speak a certain type of English, like American English. So nobody really knows what the future holds, but maybe in the future it won't be as important to just speak American English. Maybe that will kind of lose a little bit of its popularity since people are learning many other languages and dialects as well.
And let's talk about this word, a demand for. If there is a demand for something, it means many people want this thing or need it. So right now, there is a great demand to learn English. People around the world are trying to learn English. But who knows, maybe in 2 or 3 years, the great demand will be to learn Chinese, or maybe Russian, or maybe even Arabic.
Right. And what our article says here at the end is that what might be most important is being able to communicate with people from many different cultural and international backgrounds, with very diverse cultural and international backgrounds.
So the point here is communication. That is the goal of learning a language, right? To be able to communicate with others and not to just be able to communicate with those speaking American English, but those who speak English all over the world. So this is an encouragement for us all to continue learning language and to work hard at it so we can communicate with others.
And we hope you will continue to learn English. Don't worry too much if you're not learning British English or American English, but be encouraged. Just the fact that you are learning English, you are helping yourself improve.
You sure are. Well, let's go to the chat room right now. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, friends. My name is Ken, and we are glad to have Linda back in today's chat room. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back with you all today.
Linda, in today's article, I noticed that the author says differing perspectives instead of different perspectives. Is that a mistake?
Well, let's take a look at it. First of all, different is an adjective, and differing is a what?
A participle.
Right, you are. So, do they function the same is the question.
Exactly.
Well, actually, different from describes unlike things. So, an automobile is different from a bicycle. Those are two different things or items.
Right. So, how about differing?
Well, differing we usually use to refer to concepts or ideas. So, we can say two political parties have differing opinions about what to do with the health plan.
Interesting. Differing 跟 different 我们可以来做一个区分。首先两个字的词性不同。Different 是形容词， differing 是分词。在用法上， different 可以形容两种完全不同的东西。比如说 a car is different from a bicycle。但是 differing 呢通常只局限于观念或思想上的区别，比如说两个政党有 differing opinions， 或是像课文中提到的 differing perspectives， 不同的观点。当然你要用 different perspectives 也是可以的。
And here's something different from the chat room, language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 今天的第一个重点我们看 comparatively 这个副词，它的形容词是 comparative， 意思是比较上的或相当的，所以 comparatively 是指比较上的。例如 ，Men are comparatively more skillful in driving than women， 男性开车的技术比较上来说是比较好的，或者是 comparatively speaking， the price of this software is quite reasonable， 相对来说，这个电脑软体的价格是相当合理的。接下来我们看的是 clear cut 这个形容词。 clear cut 是指明确的或清楚的，例如 This is a well organized company. Each person's job content is quite clear cut. 这个公司组织分明，每个人的工作内容都很明确。 clear cut 也指轮廓鲜明的，例如 This clear cut fabric design received a lot of praise at the fashion show. 这个轮廓鲜明的布料设计图案在服装秀中获得许多的赞美。最后我们看的是 outnumber 这个动词。outnumber 是指数量上超过。例如 ,in this school, students who commute outnumber those who live in the dorm. 在这所学校通勤的学生比住宿舍的学生还多。或者是 ,in our office, male employees outnumber female employees 2-to-1. 我们办公室中男性的雇员比女性多一倍。And time really flies. Hope to see you next time. Take care.
English around the world. Can people who speak different dialects understand each other?
Often, people who speak different dialects can understand each other easily. For example,Australian English speakers can generally understand what American English speakers are saying. Within other languages, dialects are comparatively more difficult for speakers of different dialects to understand. Speakers of Mandarin, for example, may not be able to understand speakers of Cantonese, even though Mandarin and Cantonese are dialects and not separate languages. For this reason,Linguists usually say that the difference between a dialect and a language is not clear-cut.
If you are an English student, does it matter which dialect you study?
People often have differing perspectives on this, but linguists do not believe that any one dialect of English is best. Right now, American English is popular and prestigious. In just a few years, though,Non-native English speakers will outnumber native English speakers. As a result, there may be less demand for people to speak a certain type of English, like American English. What may be more important is how well a person can use English to communicate with people from very diverse cultural and international backgrounds.
Friends, did you catch that statistic? In just a few years, all of you non-native English speakers will outnumber native English speakers. And that's a good reminder that when you study English, the most important thing isn't how you sound, it's your ability to understand and make yourself understood. In other words, communicate. That's the most important thing. Well, next month, we'll ask an expert about hotels. What makes a hotel a 3-star, a 4-star, or a 5-star hotel? That should be a very interesting lesson. On Monday, though, we're going on a picnic with our Animal Tales feature. We hope you join us for that. Friends, keep up the good work, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.